Yes, welcome to Big Blue Hits Live, fueled by Hess. I'm Anita Marks, and joining me, running back David Wilson, the new rookie addition to the New York Football Giants. Welcome to the show.
Yes, glad to be here.
This is your first go-around.
I know.
So this is Big Blue Hits. It's a show for the fans to kind of get to know the players on your team. So okay. We open up the phone lines. 201-939-4513 is the phone number. You want to get in, talk to David Wilson. What a big year for you. First and foremost, let's rewind and kind of share with us where you were when you got the call. I'm sure Jerry Reese called you on the phone. You're going to be a Giant. What were you feeling?
Yeah, I was at home with my parents. I didn't want to be in a big party or have a lot of friends and stuff around because I didn't know quite what to expect. So I was just hoping I went in the first round, but I mainly wanted to be around my loved ones, mom, dad, brother, and sister. So we sitting there in the family room watching the draft, and we had 1-31 called and didn't know what was next. And then I got a New Jersey.
So what did you know about the Giants when you were drafted? I mean, you know, obviously a very well-respected organization in the NFL. I'm sure you knew that.
Yeah. Now, I've seen them play in the Super Bowls before. With an S. And they just had won the Super Bowl. But other than that, I never really paid much attention to them. Remember when Tiki Barber used to play and Amani Toomer and all those guys. So I used to watch. I was just a football fan, never really had a favorite team. So watching those guys play and, I remember Tiki Barber used to run with the ball like on his chin. And I was wondering why he won't pulling it down when he get in space to get in the end zone.
Because he was scared to fumble the ball.
Yeah.
Right.
So I learned that when I got here.
Again, David Wilson joining us. What has been the biggest transition for you? What's been the most difficult thing going from college to the pros, David?
I'm from Virginia, so, not as big as New York. And New York City is one of the biggest cities in the world. So I say that was the biggest transition. And then, coming up here and all the traffic and stuff. But as far as football, it's the same as I think it's just football.
Now, in the locker room, your locker is right next to Jerron Hosley, and both of you went to Virginia Tech. Has that helped you at all? How close are you guys?
Yeah. He was my roommate at Virginia Tech, and we seem to keep bumping heads, following each other. So, it's always good to have somebody with you that's been through the same path almost that you've been through, and somebody you can go to, and we became good friends.
All right, well, we already have a ton of callers on. As you know, fans not only want to see you on the football field, they also want to be a part of the show and ask you some questions. So let's bring them in. Again, 201-939-4513 is the phone number. We kick it off with Dan. Dan, welcome to the show. You're on with David Wilson.
Hey, guys. How are you?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Doing great, man. Great. Hopefully we get the win this week. But I have a question for you. And that is, what's the toughest part of facing the Ravens defense?
What is the toughest part?
Good question.
What is the toughest part?
Thank you for your call, Dan.
I think it just comes down to us executing, doing what we need to do to win the game. Every defense, when you're not playing well on offense, is going to seem like they're the best defense in the NFL. So I think it just comes down to us, executing the plays we need to execute and getting a rhythm going.
Well, as we all know, Ray Lewis has a tricep injury, so he's been kind of out of commission, not sure if he's going to play. Word out of Baltimore is that he probably won't play. They'll save him, and now that they've made it to the playoffs, that at least they have an invite to participate. Your thoughts on Ray Lewis, growing up watching him, best linebacker to play the game, maybe?
Since I've been watching, he's always been the big linebacker in the NFL, so I think one point in time I was debating between Brian Urlacher and Ray Lewis, but I think Ray Lewis definitely take the title.
Do you kind of get excited when you go up against guys that you've been watching play in the NFL as a child?
Yeah. I remember my preseason game against Chicago. I had a picture after the game somebody gave to me, and Julius Peppers was in the background. And I remember watching him at home when he used to play for Carolina and et cetera. So, it is kind of weird being on the same field as a lot of guys you play with on video games or seen on TV making plays.
All right, let's continue with our calls. We go to Jack calling in from Staten Island. Jack, welcome to Big Blue Hits Live. Jack, you have a question for David Wilson? Okay, we'll move on. We have Matt actually calling in from Florida. Matt, welcome. You're on with running back David Wilson.
Hi, David Wilson. I would like to ask you, how important do you think the field position off kickoff is going to be this weekend?
I think field position is definitely important every week, you know, because for one, gives the offense a good starting position, but mostly it gets the team going as a whole. So when you make a big return, you can see the joy and excitement and adrenaline kicking up on your team, on your sideline. So, you know, having good field position, it definitely can change the outcome of the game.
Talk about that record, the career record game you had. 327 all-purpose yards, and a lot of that obviously special teams and kick returns. How exciting was that for you?
Yeah, it was definitely exciting to go out there and finally feel like, you know, just playing football again. It seemed so fluent just being out there on the field and running and making plays. So, you know, hopefully I can get back and have more and more of those games.
Well, Justin Tuck came out post-game and said that you guys would not have won that game if it wasn't for you and your performance on special teams. Got to feel good about that.
Yeah, to hear your captains and leaders on the team speak up and speak greatly about you. You know, him and Victor Cruz and other guys in the locker room, you know, you hear them talking about how talented I am. So, you know, hearing that, that's motivation, especially in the hard times where, like, I went through with the fumble and you know, I wasn't getting much playing time other than kick return. So just hearing those guys saying that and coming to me and saying, keep my head up, you know, that's a lot of motivation.
We're going to continue with David Wilson. We return and your calls, 201-939-4513.
For me, being a leader is all about being a servant, being willing to sacrifice for your teammates, taking away the ego, forgetting about the name on the back of your jersey and focusing on the logo on the side of the helmet, that NY. That's really what leadership is about.
Hi, on behalf of the defensive line.
Where's Dallas? Where you get
Dallas? Where you get?
I didn't say Dallas.
What were you about to say?
It's fast.
Hi, on behalf of the defensive line, we want to wish you and your family a happy, healthy holiday season.
Giants fans, we all know that Hurricane Sandy has devastated many of our communities.
Your support can help the Red Cross provide warm meals, shelter, and hope for the families and friends when they need it the most.
Your donation will provide critical support to those in need. Text Red Cross to 90999 to donate $10 or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. Thanks for your support.
Thanks for your support.
Thanks for your support.
Hey Giants fans, Lawrence Tynes here with
Steve Weatherford and
Zach Diossi.
We're going to sing you a quick little tune to get you in the holiday spirit. You guys ready?
Ready.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride on a one-horse open sleigh.
Hey!
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Hey! Happy holidays and have a happy new year.
Ho, ho, ho.
When it comes to leadership, I think it's something that has to come naturally. And, you know, you just have to come across with the right message. But at the same time, you can't only talk it, you have to walk it.
Welcome back. Big Blue Hits Live, fueled by Hess. Anita Marks here with running back David Wilson. I have to share with you, I host the post-game show with Carl Banks, and he's very fond of your talents. Thinks that you're so fast, his nickname for you is Turbo. Do you like that? Do you think it'll stick? Can we roll with it?
Whatever, as long as it's not degraded and people want to call me that. I never had a nickname in my life.
You've never had a nickname?
Never.
But I can give two thumbs up to Carl for Turbo?
Yeah. I got to teach him how to tie a bow tie, too. He's been asking me for a while. So.
201-939-4513. Let's continue with our calls. Zach has returned. Zach from Staten Island, welcome to the show.
How you doing, David?
How you doing?
How you doing? I just wanted to know, like, as being a rookie and, like, playing for Tom Coughlin, like, after your first game when you dropped the fumble, like, after that, we felt like you didn't get as much playing time. Does that make it tougher for you now?
Say it one more time.
I just wanted to know, like, picking up the blitz and stuff.
The caller just kind of, I understand what he's asking. You know, some trial and tribulation when you first got here. You fumbled the ball. Head coach Tom Coughlin obviously was not too thrilled about it.
Yeah.
Lost some playing time, but also there's been some question in regard to your pass protection and a big reason why you're not on the field a lot. Kind of talk about how you've grown, what you've learned, and will we see you, like, how you've developed.
Yeah. You know, coming in as a rookie, you know, you'll make mistakes, and you know, this is a Super Bowl championship team. You know, other teams have not had success in the past, so now they're just going through trial and error. So when guys make mistakes on those teams, you know, it's easier to just leave them out there because they have no other choice but for them to win. But on our team, we have good running backs and good receivers and good quarterbacks. So mistakes are really limited and less tolerated on our team because, you know, our coach holds us to a higher standard. So until you learn it and you know, and you just got to build that confidence. I'm a rookie and I came in and, you know, I had a couple of mistakes. So, you know, now it's all about regaining their trust and making them feel confident in me when I'm on the field.
Well, you got your start last week against the Atlanta Falcons, but unfortunately, the way the game kind of unraveled, you know, you guys fell behind quickly and of course, went to a more pass attack to try to catch up to the Atlanta Falcons. Didn't play out for you to get a lot of playing time either against Atlanta.
Because once you fall behind, you know, the time plays a factor in the game. So passing the ball is a way to preserve the time and move the ball quickly down the field. So, you know, in those situations, they feel like I said, put a veteran in, somebody that's been in that situation before, and you know, put me in certain situations where it's easy for me to gain the confidence, the stuff that I'm good and well at doing. So, you know, they don't want to put me in an area where they don't feel comfortable in a situation where the game is not in our favor.
Well, I'm sure a lot of folks excited, especially your teammates, hoping that Ahmad Bradshaw could suit up and play this coming week against the Baltimore Ravens. Talk about what he's meant to you as a veteran, as a leader, as a mentor on this team.
Yeah, definitely a mentor, and you know, he did everything he said he would. I remember when I got drafted, he was telling me that he was treating me like a little brother. So, yeah, he's definitely done that, and anytime I got questions or about a play or a defense or anything, he got answers. So, you know, he's been in the league 6 years, and, you know, he always reminded me when he was a rookie. He was like, I didn't play at all, really, until the end of the season in the playoffs. So, no, he was just giving me motivation, telling me to keep it up, and you know, along with other teammates, they see a spark in me, see good things in me, and they tell me all the time.
The one thing about Ahmad Bradshaw that, of course, your teammates talk a lot about is his toughness.
Mm-hmm.
Are you kind of, is that kind of rubbing off on you a little bit? Are you seeing, because my goodness, he plays with a knee, a foot injury, a neck injury, but he still wants to get out there and he still plays 100%.
Yeah.
Seeing what you need to bring in order to play in the NFL?
Yeah, you know, you definitely got to be tough at opposition. And I think there's few guys that made it this far at opposition that's not tough. You know, but, you know, he plays with injuries and plays throughout injuries. I've been fortunate enough I haven't been injured ever in a football game. So I thank God for that and just keep going. And, you know, when you see guys on the field, those guys you want to be on your team, the tough guys.
201, and he's definitely a tough guy. 201-939-4513. We're going to bring in Sonny. Sonny, welcome to Big Blue Hits Live. You're on with running back David Wilson.
Hey, David. I'm one of your big fans. I just have a question for the last week game. Who was playing, like, as an emotional leader since Bradshaw was missing in the game?
You know, the quarterback is always looked at as a leader on the team because he starts the playoffs. And I mean, we had the same leaders. You know, Ahmad was just absent. And, you know, we knew we had to step up as a running back room and as running backs to compensate for his absence.
Now, Henry Hanoski has helped you a lot as well, right? I mean, he's come in early. He's stayed late. He's been somewhat of a mentor too, right?
Yeah, definitely. You know, that's how we are as a team, period, and definitely as running back room. I say running back room for y'all don't know, we meet in different rooms and by position. So when I say running back room, it's all the running backs. And we kind of like a family. You know, we go out to eat every week and help each other when we see others need help.
Last question. Kind of give us a feel of what the locker room is like right now. Obviously, you guys still in control of your own destiny. You need to beat the Baltimore Ravens, home against the Eagles, and you guys are in. What's the vibe right now? Is it different this week than it's been, David?
Just excited. You know, all we got to do is win two games, and we can get our foot in the door. So one of the captains said earlier in the week, if you told us at the beginning of the season that we had to win two games to make the playoffs, we'd take it. So, you know, we definitely looking forward to these next two games and definitely taking advantage of our opportunity.
Well, good luck in Charm City, a.k.a. Baltimore. We're going to say goodbye to David Wilson. We bring in John Schmelk. We're going to continue to talk about the matchup. Big Blue heading down to Baltimore to take on the Ravens. We're going to continue with your calls, 201-939-4513. In the meantime, linebacker Michael Boley hosted a bowling event to help benefit kids with special needs. I actually attended. It's quite amusing. Let's check it out. Hi, Giants fans. Anita Marks here at Michael Boley's bowling event, a great cause to help children with special needs. And a lot of his Giants players were on hand to help him out. Let's check it out.
Reached out to the Giant 3 years ago. We're looking for someone to host and help out with the cause for intensive therapeutics. And I was more than happy to, you know, given that, you know, I have two sons with autism. I was more than willing to help out.
This year we've sold it out. Last year we were very close to selling it out. We sold out all 48 lanes this year. Certainly helps when Michael's out there hustling for us and getting the word out and spreading the message of what intensive therapeutics does. And obviously he's touched by children with special needs by having it in his family with his children. So he's been a huge support in getting the word out there.
Obviously as another linebacker, you know, you got to come out and help him. You know, it's a great cause, great event, and, you know, it's good to give back.
You know, he's doing a lot of great things, helping children with special needs. So anything that I can do to help out tonight, it's a wonderful cause, and it's a great evening.
Well, this is pretty awesome, being able to come out and support Michael and children with special needs, just to be able to lend my platform, lend my support any way I can. It's an honor, it's a privilege, and I mean, when Michael Boley asks you to come out and do something, you kind of have to come, right?
We're not just teammates, you know, we're all a family, you know, we love helping each other out.
Michael Boley is supposedly a fantastic bowler. Have you seen him at work?
I have. He's world class. I mean, I think once this football thing is over, he can be a professional bowler. You'll see him on ESPN.
You know what? I don't know if I have a challenge tonight. You know, it's I'm pretty confident in my game, so.
I don't know if the myth and the legend is bigger than he really is, but supposedly he was one pin away from a perfect game last year. That's the word on the street.
It's been a great cause, you know, like I said, it's third year, and it's just been a blast, you know, being able to come out and you know, interact with the kids and their families. It's been amazing.
Big Blue Hits Live, fueled by Hess, Anita Marks, and we have made the switch. John Schmelk joins me in studio, but we're going to continue to take your calls, so please feel free to call in any questions about the Ravens matchup. 201-939-4513 is the phone number. As always, we talk about practice this week, players injured, not injured, healthy, practicing. Where does everything stand?
Well, the good news, it looks like the Giants are going to get some help in the defensive backfield. Both Prince Amukamara and Kenny Phillips have practiced now for two straight days, so hopefully they'll be back on Sunday. Now, the issue is on the offensive line, two of your best interior linemen, Chris Snee and David Boss, they've missed practice for two straight days. So they'll hope they get him back tomorrow. We'll see if they can go. Also, Maude Bradshaw missed practice today. He's dealing with that knee and the foot injury. So those are the guys you kind of have to keep an eye on as we move forward here with the Giants' injury situation.
All right, so let's get into the playoff picture. Because the Chicago Bears lost last week, Giants still alive and in control of their own destiny. All they have to do in all they have to do is beat the Baltimore Ravens at Baltimore, and then they're back home the following week against the Eagles. They win those two games, they're in. That's correct.
Very simple. Okay. The Giants win both their games. At the very least, they win the wild card. They still have a chance to win the division if they win their final two, and both the Cowboys and the Redskins lose at least one game. Remember now, the Redskins and Cowboys play each other the final game of the season, so there's no way both of those teams are going to go 2-0, which is a big help to the New York football Giants. Bottom line, win both you're in. If you lose one, you're going to need some help. So if you're a Giant fan, root against all the teams playing Dallas, playing Washington, playing Chicago, playing Seattle, and playing Minnesota.
So I guess the Giants can thank Roger Goodell for really kind of rearranging the schedule where you play your division opponents towards the end of the season.
And it's funny. This
actually worked out for them.
Well, and the Giants get the Eagles in the final game of the season. That's how you want it. You want division races being settled in head-to-head matchups.
And the big question mark, John, is, you know, you've seen this team show up against Green Bay, San Francisco, and the New Orleans Saints, and they've looked fantastic. They've looked like a Super Bowl-caliber team. And then you see the performance last week against Atlanta. So there's been so much inconsistency.
I'm done predicting. I'm not going to come here and tell you they're going to play well, they're going to play poorly. I don't know. I thought last week they're going to go down there in Atlanta and play great football and play one of their best games of the year, because that's what traditionally this team has done in big games on the road. They threw up a donut last week. If I told you I knew what they're going to do down there in Baltimore, I'd be lying. I don't think anybody does, to be honest with you.
Again, 201-939-4513. Any questions? We welcome you to join us on the show. Offensively, no big plays this year. Last year, there were a ton of big plays. And thinking that maybe no Mario Manningham stretching the field, Hakeem Nicks not being healthy, John. You've got Victor Cruz who's not breaking up those, getting open for those big plays.
I think it's all of the above, really. And last year, the big play is what made this offense go. It's what made them so effective. Think back to the playoffs, all the big plays this team's made, whether it's Hakeem Nicks's Hail Mary against Green Bay. They make big plays. This year, it's simply not there. Yeah, the loss to Manningham hurts, but you have the Reuben Randles and the Dominic Hickson's back. They can replace Mario Manningham. But Hakeem Nicks not being that explosive wide receiver has really hurt this team. Just last week, he had that deep post that Eli overthrew by about a yard. If he's healthy, my guess is he catches up to that. Then he had that slant pattern that the cornerback tried to jump. Nicks caught it. If he breaks an ankle tackle, he's gone. Last year, I think he breaks the tackle. He's got that knee this year. He couldn't. That's killed this Giants offense.
Let's bring in our callers. We kick it off with Raymond. Raymond, welcome to Big Blue Hits Live.
Hi. How are you doing?
What's up, Raymond?
What I'm really concerned about is Victor Cruz's contract. Like, they said it was going to be reconstructed for the end of the season. You know, like they didn't give us a really update about it.
Well, Raymond, I don't think there's anything to update right now. You know, Victor said to the media a few weeks ago, I guess it was more than a month ago now, actually, that they had the basic structure in place. Look, the Giants want Victor Cruz here. Victor Cruz wants to be here. The deal will get done. Odds are at this point it's probably going to get done after the season. We'll see what happens. Who knows? He wants to be here. They want him. That's all that matters. It'll get done.
And one step further, I mean, this system fits Victor Cruz. I mean, this is a great fit for the Giants, but also for Victor Cruz.
You got to win two to get into the playoffs. Who cares about contracts?
Okay.
Win some games. How about that?
Let's move on, and we're going to continue to take your calls. 201-939-4513.
Love for the game is just a deep passion of football that I have. Been playing this game for so long now, you know, just putting my heart into it and bringing all the passion into it is what I try to do.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bell swing and jingle bell ring. Snowing and blowing and bushes are fun. Now the jingle hop. How's it going?
Happy holidays and have a
happy new year.
New year.
Feliz Navidad, Rostelo Años, Felicidad.
Giants fans, we all know that Hurricane Sandy has devastated many of our communities.
Your support can help the Red Cross provide warm meals, shelter, and hope for the families and friends when they need it the most.
Your donation will provide critical support to those in need. Text Red Cross to 90999 to donate $10 or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. Thanks for your support.
Thanks for your support.
Thanks for your support.
Hi, I'm Victor Cruz. Feliz Navidad y Feliz Año Nuevo a tu y tu familia.
And I'm Hakeem Nicks. I think that was Spanish for happy holidays and have a happy new year.
To me, leadership isn't about what you say. It's not necessarily about what you do either. It's about how you do it. A lot of young guys watching me in every move that I make, and you know, you just got to go out there and do your job. That's what I feel as though leadership is about.
Welcome back. Big Blue Hits Live, fueled by Hess, Anita Marks, John Schmelk, and of course you. 201-939-4513 is the phone number. John, let's focus on the defensive side right now. And really, big question and a hot topic in the locker room today, talking to OCU Manura, is this defensive line. Not being able to get to the quarterback, not racking up those sack totals that we saw last season. What's the issue? What's going on?
Well, I think, frankly, it starts with not being able to start the run. When teams can run the ball, they get into second and short, they get into third and short, then all of a sudden you can't release the hounds on the pass rush. When we've seen this Giants defense be most successful this year, Anita, it's when the Giants have a lead and your opponent has to pass the football.
Right.
That way you can pin yours back and rush the quarterback. That hasn't happened that much in the past few weeks, and really you've seen this defense be exposed a little bit. When they don't get turnovers, they're unable to stop the opposing team. And to get turnovers, they got to get pressure on the quarterback. To get pressure on the quarterback, you got to stop the run. It's a big domino effect. And really, it's something that's plagued them all year long.
When you talk about stopping the run, going up against arguably one of the best running backs in the NFL right now, and that is Ray Rice. It begins and ends with him offensively for the Ravens.
He is the engine of the offense, and you have to tackle. Last week, the Giants had trouble tackling Michael Turner. Much different type of running back. Big, hulking guy that's going to carry you. Ray Rice, low to the ground, low center of gravity, makes guys miss. Good receiver out of the backfield. If you don't tackle him, you're looking at an 80-yard touchdown. So the Giants defense has to shore up their tackling and their gap control at the line of scrimmage.
Now, he's very explosive. The one thing about him that he does do is he gathers 7, 8, 9 yards on that first carry, sets Joe Flacco up for like 2nd and 1, 2nd and 2, which allows Joe to go long. Who's he passing the ball to? Torrey Smith. He spreads the field very well. I know he's dealing with a concussion, but he was limited at practice today.
He's back at practice. He's probably going to play. He's passed his concussion test. Look, you're right. 2nd and short, 3rd and short. Play action pass. It's the focus of that Baltimore Ravens offense, the same way the Redskins use the play action pass in a lot of ways. You draw the safeties and linebackers up, you go to Torrey Smith deep, who has that great breakaway speed, or you go to the middle of the field in that short intermediate area to Dennis Pitta, who had the best game of his career last week, 125 yards, 2 touchdowns, or Anquan Boldin, that crafty veteran that knows how to get open.
Now also, the Giants very good against opposing tight ends, only have given up 3 touchdowns to opposing tight ends all season long.
They have been. Jaquan Williams coming back has certainly helped there as well.
And let's talk about their defense. No Ladarius Webb, he's done for the season for them as corner with an ACL. Ray Lewis, word out of Baltimore is that he probably is not going to play on Sunday. Terrell Suggs playing injured. This is not a very healthy Ravens defense.
No, and in terms of yards per game, they're not a very good Ravens defense. 26th in the league in terms of yards per game. But that number masks some things they're particularly good at. On third downs, they still blitz a lot. They put pressure on the quarterback. They get some sacks. They're plus 10 in the turnover ratio. They still turn teams over extremely well. And here's where they're best. In the red zone, the Baltimore Ravens are the second best team in the league in keeping opponents out of the end zone. Opposing teams are just scoring touchdowns 40% of the time against that defense. The Giants have had some issues in the red zone this year. That's going to be key. Get inside the 20, get it in the end zone, get 7.
And know where Ed Reed is all the time. Less than a minute in the show. Give us your 3 keys to the game.
Well, I'm going to go back to where we talked about the defensive line. It starts with stopping the run. You stop Ray Rice, you put them in passing situations, you can release your pass rushers. And that leads to turnovers. The Giants have won games this year when they've gotten turnovers. They don't get turnovers, they don't win games. And finally, this Ravens defense, the reason their ranking is so bad is that they've given up a lot of big plays. The Giants need to get back to getting the ball down the field, find Victor Cruz, find Nix. And if they're not open, go to Martellus Bennett in the middle of the field. He was invisible last week. Let's get him involved.
Love it. John Schmelk, Anita Marks, and we want to thank running back David Wilson for joining us as well. Hopefully you enjoyed the show. It'll air a little bit later on Verizon Fios One. Have a great night, everybody.